Nika Costa starts the show. Fantastic as always. 7 past 12. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, News Talk 830 WCCO. Here until 3, and it's not as warm out as I thought it was, Harrigan. I went with the warmer up top, shorts down below. I don't quite park where you do in La Crosse, Wisconsin, but I have a bit of a walk myself.
Actually, Eau Claire today.
La Crosse is booked. I found that Skyway pretty quickly. I know later in the day it's going to be nicer.
Soft. I got the short pants, too, and I toughed it out.
I didn't go to the fetal position.
Sounds like you did. I opened the show with, I'm freezing.
I'm cold. Help me out. Just could have been a little warmer. Hey, let's get to the big news for the station, and then we'll get on with the rest of our lives. It is big news for this radio station to continue its partnership with the Minnesota Twins. The station and Twins have been tied together, what would you say, 95, 96% of it? they left and went to Hubbard for a little bit. Then they started their own radio station. And they came back here, and Dave St. Peter came on with Vanita today and announced a multi-year partnership. Do I know how long that is? Is it 2 years? Is it 3 years? I have no idea. I know this radio station is better when we have the Twins. And we are fortunate in a landscape where the Twins have other options. My former station, The Fan, is a juggernaut right now. And I know they had deep level talks with them. I'm sure they looked at starting another station again. So we are very fortunate to have the Twins here and on the Wolf. And appreciate that. And after this deal was signed, I now have a different view on the season last year. I thought it was fantastic. I thought the officials cost him every game. The umpires screwed us.
No question about that.
No. Anybody's listened to me over the 34 years I've been in town, including the 16 years I was calling Wolves games. And let's see. General manager, head coach wouldn't talk to me various times. Players wouldn't talk to me. Wives wouldn't talk to me. Girlfriends wouldn't talk to me.
Wives and girlfriends wouldn't talk to you.
You're aware of people who are in executive positions right now who will not talk to me because I give my opinion. When the Twins are playing well, I'll call it out. When they play horribly, as they did ending the season, I will say the truth. And I'm sure I'll bug some people in management about it at both sides. And I have, obviously, this building filled with friends, and there's a lot of people over there I like. But we tell the truth here. And there were some people who used to work here, I'll just say that, who were total frauds. Once the team left here, all of a sudden, their openness to criticize changed completely. Changed totally. That's not the policy on this particular show. When they play well, they will be praised. When they don't pick up on the momentum of last year and cut the payroll, they'll be criticized. When they go 12-27 at the end, they'll be criticized. If they have a great offseason, we'll tell you the truth because you don't want to insult the audience. Well,
credit to the Twins. Their own broadcasters are given that leeway.
100% correct.
Danny, I mean, for years, going up right until the very end of this season, the viral clip of Corey on TV calling that play in, against Baltimore.
Yeah.
What are we doing, guys?
Atterbury also.
Yes.
That is a credit. My years calling the Wolves outside of Marvin Harve a couple times at Shooteron going to Harlan. And I, why do you guys get so excited? Because we're trying to convey. And they went, fine, do whatever you want. Listen, I would have been calling the Vikings in 1997. This would be a transition to the Vikings, I think. We had the Vikings the first time before they came back here to CCO. And inside scoop, the fan had decided that Dan Rowe was not good enough, and we agreed to terms. I was going to call the Wolves and the Vikings. And Mick was negotiating with Roger Hedrick. And they agreed to terms that Roger said there are four people who you need to get their opinions to change. And he wanted Barrero's column to change also, Mick said. That, you know, I don't control his column, but he wanted my opinion, Barrero's opinion, Common's opinion, and of all people, Darren Nelson. Because Darren used to come on with me 3 to 4. This one, Dan was still 4 to 6 on Tuesdays and Thursdays when he wrote. So Dan was on with Darren at times, so just not as much. And you know what Mick told him? I don't tell him what to say.
Correct.
I don't tell him what to say. We don't have enough of that in town right now, by the way. We have people who carry water in that business, and it's sad. And there's just a few, because I think this town mainly is filled with excellent broadcasts. And by the way, if anybody thinks it's my boy PA, no. Does he get excited about the Vikings? Hell yes, he does. By the way, if they're melting down, PA and Bursich will crush them.
Mm-hmm.
But there are others when you might be watching and the team might be losing, and there's a lot of excuse making, and it's just insulting to the audience. So bravo to the brain wizards to get that one done, and let's hope for plenty of success. The Vikings defense is tremendous. The Vikings defense is the story. If there's any doubt, because of the way Darnold has played his last six quarters and the way the offense hasn't been nearly as effective, the story of the Vikings is the defense. I want you to text or call on any topic today. We're going to get to plenty of things outside of sports for sure. 651-461-9226. Let me ask this simple question. Who is the Vikings' best defensive player as we're about 30% away through the season? I jotted down the candidates. I like to call him Gink just to kind of fit in with everybody else. Andrew Van Ginkle.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm not sure that was a good nickname when he was like in elementary school and middle school. Gink.
It's a tough one.
It's a tough one. There's another.
I would have gone with Van.
Yeah, there's another term that, you know, young kids like to use a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But you saw his intelligence. You saw his instincts. You saw his talent on another pick six yesterday, where he made Rodgers look foolish. By the way, Rodgers looked foolish a lot. I felt like I looked younger than Aaron Rodgers yesterday.
You're very spry.
I was more spry watching on my couch than A-Rod was trying to avoid the pass rush. So great when you have instincts, intelligence, put in the work, and then you got a lot of athletic ability. And he is used all over the place. But guess what? All those guys are used. How about Grenard? I mean, Danielle Hunter was a stallion for this team. Just a great player. As long as he stayed healthy, he was a force. Grenard had the big numbers game against his former team, the Texans. But if you just series after series watch him, he causes havoc, man. He is really good. How about Blake Cashman?
Mm-hmm.
They add him. Pace was back and very noticeable yesterday. But Cashman had the huge game against the 49ers. But he is an absolute presence. How about Gilmore? Now, Wilson did have a lot of success yesterday. Wilson! He was, I can't, I'm sorry.
Wilson! Wilson! Come back, Wilson!
Come back, Wilson! We were talking about this the other day in the golf course. Wilson! Wilson! Kind of finishes disappointing, doesn't it? I mean, Helen, come on. You couldn't have waited a little bit longer for Tom. How long was he on the island?
It was a long time.
How long was he on the island?
Long time. Big beard. Okay. Lost a lot of weight.
Tim Walls? I mean, I'm trying to get a timeline.
I don't think it was a bad ending. I think it threw you a good curveball.
Okay,
oh, wait a minute. There's another fella in the house.
Yeah.
We got problems now.
Yeah. Helen, thanks a lot for the loyalty.
Well, maybe Helen didn't have problems.
I don't think she did. Think about where the secondary was last year. It was awful.
They weren't here.
It was exactly. It was. I could have got open, I think. Okay, maybe not.
A bubble screen.
You know? But having Murphy, having Shaq Griffin, and then you sign a guy who, he's still very good. And we can sit there and say, well, is he where he was 5 years ago when he was defensive player of the year? No. Is he where he was last year when he was playing for the Colts and the Vikings were behind, I think, 180 points and came back to win? And he looked like me. But Gilmore, and just, you know, Rodgers loves those back shoulder things constantly, right? He's the maestro of that. And Gilmore read that brilliantly with Mike Williams yesterday, mm-hmm. with some good fortune too, right? Great play, and all of a sudden, that baby's in. Let's go with this football cliche. Where am I going to say that ball landed?
Bread basket.
You got it.
Nailed it.
Bread basket. Text me yes or no. Do you have a bread basket at your house? Don't have a bread basket.
No. I got a basket you can put bread in.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot.
It on the table.
I was at my friend. Well, I'm going to get to that and overrated.
Bread baskets?
When you get to a house that is functioning and decorated well, I think I'm jealous. Just saw it yesterday where I was watching the game in my secret location.
Oh, you weren't at my place.
DVOA, Inner Ball Talk. This is what Aaron Schatz started. When did he start that? 10, 15 years ago? Something like that? Since 1975 through five games, DVOA is very recognized and given a lot of credibility. The Vikings defense is the sixth best through five games.
Pretty good.
They have versatility. They got the big lugs. They got pace back. Kamu, when he played. Harrison Smith, who gave a very friendly sack to his pal Rodgers there. That was the friendly. That was just off the side. You're my buddy. I know you're 40. That wasn't center of the back. Let me pound you. Cam Bynum. By the way, the parent trap thing was tremendous.
It was well done.
It was such a great idea and then executed so well. Their defense from Ed Donatell a couple years ago, where, yes, Flores and using people so differently and recruiting in free agency or drafting versatility, and also saying to guys, you either can play multiple positions or the one position you're going to play is standing by me. So to me, the defense is the story of the 5-0. Do you agree? Is the defense the definitive story of the 5-0? If not, who individually? Or what other aspect of this team is the story? And who is the best player on defense for your undefeated Minnesota Vikings team? And could I throw out one more?
Yeah.
Do you still believe they're the best team in football after the last six quarters? Because Green Bay, it was what, 29-3? Green Bay in the second half, but they won the game. Yesterday, what else is new? They're up three scores, 17-0. And then offensively, they were inept. And I just don't think the Jets are very good, do you?
No.
I mean, they have some defensive options. And they've got Wilson, but Rodgers is washed. The offensive line isn't good. Are they still the best team in football? Would you consider the Chiefs now, if they closed the gap in any way? They've led all but 3 minutes. And 26 seconds, which, by the way, here's another stat I found. Since 1970, the Vikings, through five games, only four teams are ahead of them in maintaining the lead longer. And then there's one team behind them, okay? Of those six teams, so the four ahead of them and the one right behind them, every team went to the Super Bowl.
Oh, you're blowing the Gallahorn, aren't you?
I
hear it.
I'm a fact dispenser.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a Fez dispenser at your house anywhere?
Fez or Pez?
Pez, that's right. What do I call it, Fez?
I don't know.
The Fez hat, I guess.
Yeah, I actually have one of each.
Do you have a Fez hat dispenser and a Fez dispenser?
The kids love the Pez dispensers. We've got a few of them.
Yeah.
And I just really love the Fez dispenser.
Are you wearing a Fez hat right now? And do I need help? 651-461-9226. Where am I? Huey. I could go a couple ways here. What is our music theme today?
Well, give me the ways you're going to go. The tune is Huey Lewis in the News, as you said, couple days off.
Bye week?
No.
Okay.
Good guess.
MEA later this week?
No. MEA is next week anyway.
I didn't know. What's going on?
How'd you start the show today?
Twins?
Giving you those days off, baby.
Oh!
Giving you those days off!
Yeah! Let's go! Let's go.
Tune's about getting a day off.
Yeah. I would check in with a couple of the brain wizards. What's going on? Can I help? What role can I play? And often would come back. Don't worry. You're going to get your golf in still. I like it. Let's get to your text. Okay, who do you, Dave Harrigan, think is the Vikings' best defensive player?
You threw out all the nominees, and there's a plethora. I think I lead towards Van Ginkle so far, just Gink? Because of the – throw this one out there. I just made up this term. The splash place, Jeff. The splash place.
What if he wore a Fez hat? I mean, would he be better with that?
In place of the helmet or on top?
No, I think he needs to – I think post-game is what I mean.
Oh, that would – yeah. That could be the new thing. They had the giant hats a couple years ago, you know, the giant baseball
caps. Those were awful.
Oh,
awful.
They were hilarious. Awful. They were hilarious. Go to the Feds. I think we could do that.
He probably would win right now, is my guess. You're only happy because you get one day off per week for day games. Well, it doesn't turn out to be one day off per week. There are days I enjoy those. They're also, I will be 100% honest. I like my job. I know there are a lot of people who hate their job, don't like it. I may not agree with everything that happens in this building. In fact, I will be clear. I don't. But the noon to three confines, including working with you, I thoroughly enjoy it. So if we would have lost it, the Twins, would I have missed those days off? Sure. But the bigger story to me would have been the statement to the market. Yeah. And by the way, I joke about golf. More than half of these, I'm just with Q. Right? And it's reflected in, you know, other parts of my deal. So,
and that first week or two of the season when they're playing a lot of day games, usually something like 2 days off.
Yeah. And also, I have to hang around in case it rains. So it's not like I can just say it's completely off. Too many Twins games, cut it to 100. I don't think they're going to do that.
No, I don't see that happening.
But the season does go on forever and ever and ever. Not as sexy, but the special teams, for the most part, have been outstanding. Well, I'd say the kicker.
The kid kicker being perfect, that helps.
That helps. When he's 25 for 25, that's useful.
You have to sweat out every extra point.
Ryan Wright had some really good moments yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They also had some other dumb moments on special teams yesterday, right? So,
well, I mean, the dumbest being last week, Jalen Naylor.
Yes. Vikings versus Falcons in playoffs. Wouldn't that be awesome?
If the Falcons going to get there.
That would be pretty good. When we looked it up last
week. December 8th, maybe? 9th, something like that, yeah.
So it's late in the year when Kirk comes here. Wow. Thanks, Chad, for the spoiler alert. I just started Castaway last night. The wife gave me a shot to the breadbasket just yesterday. There you go. Without Aaron Jones, we're going to have problems offensively. Things did change without Aaron Jones.
Dramatically.
There will be an Aaron Jones note, an overrated, underrated, properly rated, which is coming up next. I want to get to a couple more texts. Because Hauser, we're giving more time to Hauser. Because we have a marathon talk. We have a second district congressional debate, which took place this morning. And we have all sorts of presidential politics. So Hauser is at 105. The defense is great, but Sam Darnold knows when to get a third down or score when it matters most this season. Another person saying Darnold as the signature part. I just think the way he's played the last 6 weeks is alarming. Now, their offensive line, the Vikings offensive line was not very good yesterday. But that wasn't, you know, the Jets, Sam Darnold, but that wasn't very good Sam Darnold. Was
did it? Not have a great day yesterday. There's no question about that. But, I mean, six difficult quarters compared to what he put up the previous.
Oh, yeah. He's still exceeding.
You know, 3.5 games.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Chad, maybe I'm missing you talking about the Lynx. I hope you're talking about them. I hope. Yes, we will. In fact, if you follow me on Twitter, at Chad Hartman Show, you'll see that when Matthew Collar chips out. We would have talked Lynx with Chip. But Chip's in London working on another story. So Collar's going to join us at 2:05, and we are efforting a strong Lynx guest for tomorrow's show. So the Lynx will be a part of the conversation today and tomorrow. Overrated, next. Hartman Show, live here on CCO. Come on. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun. There we go. Let's go. Mark Fry, we're going quicker than normal.
That's all right.
So just think of it as Adam Carter in bed. What do you got?
All right. Overrated, our obsession with hating and loving field storming, because as we all know, on Saturday night, the
yes.
Golden Gophers and PJ Fleck
yes.
took down the Trojans, and here came the students, and right away on Twitter, it was all, I hate this, I love this, let's get rid of it, let's keep it forever, and it's just, it's one of my favorite storylines of college football and basketball.
An individual who's about to walk by us, Dan Cook, he normally walks in here about 12:30.
Correct.
Text me right away and said, tell me you're going to rip these guys for this.
Oh, goodness.
The Mr. Wisconsin snob over there.
Right.
Okay, God knows I'm snarky and cynical. I had no problem with it. Zero. I really didn't. It's also a reminder for the folks with the Gophers who think, oh, my God, they're amazing. They have so much success. Look at what they've done over PJ. If it was that successful, then you shouldn't storm
right.
the field. But they needed that win. He took a chance. The kid from Esco makes a spectacular play. Have some fun. How about in the SEC, by the way? Did you
oh,
see
man.
That?
That was...
Okay, did you see the fines? So Vandy gets fined 100 for one of the greatest upsets in college football history, by the way. Arkansas, they beat Tennessee. They were fined $500,000.
Yeah.
Because when Eric Musselman was there last year, they beat Duke. And so it's a second punishment. $500,000. Do you think conferences should fine the schools?
I don't think so. I mean, that in the I think in a basketball situation, there's more.
Way more dangerous.
It's way more dangerous, right. In a football situation, I don't think so. I mean.
They said nine minor to moderate injuries.
Right. And they have plenty of time. You could see they got the band out at Huntington Bank. I mean, they had the security. They weren't going to do much, but still, I don't think the fine
Listen,
is necessary.
I'm Mr. Rouser. I'm yeah. saying. Now, why we're not talking ASU coming back to defeat that powerhouse known as Kansas.
Right.
I mean.
Rock chalk this.
Yeah, exactly. Roy Williams, Bill Self. I was going to give you another old schooler, but take that.
Right.
Give the kids at Vandy credit, by the way, for not Oof. Only just taking down the goalpost, not only taking them out of the stadium, all the way down Broadway and tossing them into the Cumberland River.
Well,
that's dedication.
They got them back because now they're selling them for a lot. Did you see online? I mean, they're going to make some money in Vandy off that. All right, next one.
Underrated, a new documentary on Netflix. It's called Will and Harper. It's about Will Ferrell and his lifelong friend, now Harper Steele. They were friends for decades, and Harper reached out to Will Ferrell during, I think, the pandemic. And, Dave, you can correct me. I think you watched it yesterday or last night.
I did, yes.
And told him that she was transitioning. Mm-hmm. And they go on this nationwide journey, about 3,000 miles in New York City to L.A., and it just documents sort of their journey, talking about, you know, their friendship. And what transitioning means for their friendship. It was just really good.
Dave, you chime in, but I've talked to three or four other people who've had a chance to see, and it's for sure on my list. I will watch it this week. Just said it was beautifully done. Just they really enjoyed it.
That's about the exact words to describe it. It is beautifully done. It's two funny people
yeah.
that, like you said,
yeah.
you know, best friends
Known
since
each other
they both
forever.
Started SNL at the exact same time. And Will Ferrell is both funny and he's, you know, amazingly touching and honest. It's incredibly honest.
Yeah.
Harper just saying, you know, ask questions.
I would
talk
encourage
about whatever you want, whatever's on your mind, whatever you feel like.
Yep.
If you don't, you know, think that's the right thing to ask, I don't care. Ask it.
That's great, because we were talking about the story was last week or the week before, Dave, where the teacher was willing to call the student who had transitioned by his first name but wouldn't use the proper pronouns. And we get a lot of texts of supporting and confusion and sometimes anger and hate. For those who are a bit confused or sadly have some hate in your heart, watch the doc. Maybe you'll feel the exact same way, but it's worth it. Was that your stomach? What was
it? I don't know. I just, whatever.
It happens.
One thing I was thinking, though, is like oftentimes we come to this conversation about LGBTQ plus, and it's never really approached with humor. And this documentary does that. And I think it tells us like humor.
Really good.
Humor can help us address so many different things, whether it's serious or fun, you know, sad. Humor is such a good tool.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Dave, what do you got?
Am I jumping right in?
Oh, yeah, go for it. I have nothing else.
Okay. I kind of read the body language.
Okay.
I've now become a body language expert.
Properly rated 8:30 in the morning start times for the Vikings. I love it.
Taken two of mine because I think in the NFL's quest for world domination, they should have a 9 o'clock start time every week. Now, you can't have the West Coast games.
Sure you can.
Right.
Get them up at 7.
No.
Let's go.
No. Maybe they all have to be East Coast games. So then they're 10 o'clock. But as the NFL is trying to dominate every single facet, there'll be NFL toothbrush pretty soon. There'll be a colonoscopy brought to you by the NFL. There will be sex toys, NFL. They'll have everything, honestly. So why not? Why not just the regular 9 o'clock game? Because I think it's great. I think the Pacific time scheduling for sports is way better. So, I mean, Dave, sounds like you already have some NFL sex toys. Is that what you're telling?
I've got many. Yes. A lot of leather, Chad. No, I have the NFL-sponsored colonoscopy still running through my head. Just sitting in the room, waiting. All of a sudden, you hear, bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
Retired NFL players. Also, they're in there. Hey, it's Chuck Foreman. Chuck, how you doing? Hey, thank God you came here. You're a couple years late for the colonoscopy.
Waiting all day.
Wait.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Go ahead.
I'll kick mine off.
Colonoscopy expert.
One of the great football moments happened during halftime of the Stanford game this weekend when the
Stanford Cal band again?
No. Stanford band was out there doing a thing, and I didn't realize it's a completely student-run organization.
The Stanford band is.
Completely student-run. They don't have actual uniforms.
Hoity-toity. Look at us. We're so smart.
Yeah.
We don't need an instructor.
That's just fine with me when they spend their halftime mocking the Tesla Cybertruck.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
They had a gal dressed up. She's wearing this cardboard Cybertruck thing and running around and, running into things and causing accidents and getting stalled out. It was just a great story.
So great. Let's be clear. That thing is the ugliest vehicle ever made.
And it doesn't work.
And they're on their fifth recall.
Right? And it's about, $500,000?
Wait, I'm going to simulate somebody. Who am I?
I'd say Elon, but you're getting up too high.
That's Elon jumping up behind Donnie. Hey, Elon, instead of showing your limited vertical, get that Cybertruck back in the shop, make it work, and... Does anybody like the look of that vehicle?
Have you seen them in the wild yet? The Cybertruck out in the Twin Cities? I've seen a few. I've seen a bunch. Yeah.
They're horrible looking. Absolutely horrible looking. Okay, hang on that. Let's pause. What do you have for overrated, underrated, properly rated? 651-461-9226 on CCO. Mark, the music theme is because the Twins have come back. The days off this show will get. That is the music theme.
Yep.
Yes. Among the texts here, overrated PJ Fleck gets one when all of a sudden he can do no wrong, spend the $22 million and buy him out. Who has suggested off this victory that he can do no wrong outside of the folks who thought he could do no wrong before this victory? Give me a break. It's a good win. It's a good win. I've said for a while, they've had three good coaches over the last 30 years. Mason, Kill, Fleck. If I had to pick one over the other, and I think they're very, very close, I would pick Mason. And Fleck needed a win bad. He just did. The hardcores were not pleased with him. So we'll get more to that with Collar in a few hours. Underrated caramel apples. Get out of here. Mm-mm. Get out of here.
Over.
You know, I need to have my dentist and my friend Lee Lira right there. I mean, it's a scam by big dentist. That's what it is.
Big caramel in with it.
Yeah, exactly. Chad, the start time for the Vikings-London game was 6:30 a.m. I text back as an ASU grad, do you have electricity there in Tucson? Right. I didn't even know you had that yet. Let's see. Always finding a way to make the topic raunchy. It's an adult show. It's not church. We joke. We have fun. And to suggest always is a bit of hyperbole. I would never do that myself, but it's a bit hyperbole. Go ahead, sir.
Underrated. Nate Bargatze on SNL. He needs to host every year.
You guys are like, did you go through my sheet? I mean, we're going through everyone I have. Oh, phenomenal. Right?
Last year, I think that was his first time hosting. Excellent. Saturday, maybe even better.
I think it was.
It was so good. So good, and he's tremendous. I don't know if it's him contributing to the writing, great sketch ideas, but goodness gracious, there were about five that just knocked it out of the park, including the cold open again, which isn't him, but Dana Carvey as Joe Biden is one of my, I mean, I don't know if I like it more or less than the guy
James
who does
Austin
Trump right
Johnson.
Now, James Austin Johnson. Yes.
I still like the Trump guy better. I think the Trump guy is more subtle. I think Carvey's over the top, but they've been looking for a Biden guy, so why not have somebody who finally gets it over the top? I thought when they cut to Gaffigan, too, he goes, I'm friends with school shooters.
Yes.
That was so good. That was great. And the Founding Fathers again.
Yep.
And trying to explain some things, the differences, is laugh out loud funny. It just is. I'm with you 100%.
That one in the scene in the restaurant where they're talking about dad and, his dementia sitting in and the gal's doing the burger challenge.
Get out of here if you say SNL is done. Watch that one. If you aren't laughing throughout, we just have a healthy disagreement.
Yeah. Last one for me, underrated as the girls wrapped up their soccer season over the weekend. And
soft? What do you mean? Come on, it's October. They should be playing until December.
I don't make the schedule.
Until fall.
I don't make the schedule, Chad. That's how they do it. And the oldest is kicking off her swimming career tonight on my wife's swim team. She's very excited. Mm. My wife coaches the club. Just watching your kids in sports, whether they're good, whether they're not so good, whether they love the game or just want to do it because they have friends on the team. Chad, I'm sure you know it. I'm learning every year how fun it is. Mark, I can't wait for you to find out, hopefully with Hazel, because it is the best.
All extracurricular activities.
True. Yes.
Right? Whether it's band, music, chess club, whatever it might be, when you get to see your kids – and early on, when they're just learning it, and it may not be even a facsimile of the sport, right? There might be times of patience, but if they're loving it, that's the point. That is the point. This show is not going to be like Adam Robert Carter, who admitted earlier this summer, where he had been at a tournament and it was cold out, and he was cheering against, I forget if it was which daughter it was. For them to lose the game.
Just want to go home and drink.
Yeah. Father of the year. Speaking of him, it turns out we were having some fun separately in the Brainerd Lakes area. So I stopped by and hung out with him and the Lobster and some friends, including his one friend, Mr. Sav. Okay. Mr. Sav.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it's a long story. Mr. Sav, this is after the Purple game. And Mr. Sav at one point goes, got to be honest, I was watching that game. I know Jones could have went back in that game. And I'm just like, excuse me, what did you say? Yeah, it was clear. He really wasn't hurt that bad. And Carter's just knowing I'm going to react. So everybody's now a doctor, including Mr. Sav, who watching from Grandview, I don't know, they have a lot of TVs where they stayed, could tell that Aaron Jones was faking it. Let me just say 100%, I don't believe or agree with him 100%. If Aaron Jones could play, he would have been in the game. But if you need a doctor, if your doctor's out, Mr. Sav is available.
Step in.
I say to my buddy, the real mayor of Pequot, my buddy Rob Berkland, and I, you know, you have certain friends you're just lucky to have, and Rob and his wife Jen and his kids Genevieve and Tully are just all great people. And then I saw their house, and it's just decorated so right, and it's not because it's expensive. It's a very nice house, don't get me wrong, but just how a house can look cool and functions really well, like all the stuff you'd want is right there. I was very jealous. I thought about how things are scattered at my place. You got to have a nice touch. I don't think Rob had any part of it. I'm assuming it's Jen.
But
do you ever have that feeling when you go to somebody's house and, God, why isn't our house looking as efficient and easy as this? And I'm not talking like they've got the $500,000 painting. It's just like it's all set up where it's cool, it's distinctive, and then it's fun to live in.
And then before you leave, you move a couple things, lift an item or two.
I stole like 10 things.
Good for you.
10 things. Also, I played the classic up there. The classic is still an absolutely tremendous golf course. Classic didn't kickstart the Brainerd golf boom. The Pines did. But the classic put it in high gear, and it is in such good shape right now. And when it's blowing about 30 miles an hour on those greens or about 12, good luck to you. Just buckle up. Nerds, I tried Nerds for the first time. Overrated.
Just by themselves or like the clusters? Or
The small ones. Yeah. Again, at the Berkland's house, they got candy laying around. So there were Nerds there. Get out of here.
I wouldn't dip my hand in there if you paid me money.
I mean, get out of here.
Wow.
With
tough talk.
With
strong on Nerds.
Our guy Tommy Pelissero, who's filling in for Rich Eisen today, we saw the clip. I texted him. Wearing the leather jacket? Pulling it off. Is the leather jacket in again now? Oh, Fry's down in the leather jacket.
I once tried a leather jacket on in a store, and my wife lied to me that it looked good.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
Did she eventually come clean?
She did.
Just your opinion?
No, she came clean.
I have a leather jacket. Should I wear it one day and just see what the reaction is here?
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, leather pants too.
Oh, how about the leather underwear? Should I wear those?
Sure. Sure.
Raunchy. Oh, no. Hide the women and children. And then we're going to go a little bit longer because I'm not going to say who, but a very prominent politician in the state of Minnesota reached out to me over the weekend and was laughing listening to the podcast of this show. So you're thinking, what segment was it? Was it Ask Adam Anything? Was it Overrated? Was it Shaletta? No, Dave Harrigan, which segment, without naming the politician, did this politician find very, very funny?
Hmm. Could it be the best segment of the week every week? Am I wrong, Chad?
That is correct.
Thank you.
That is correct. So according to this big knocker politician...
Very smart person.
Am I wrong? Underrated. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Marking the news next. Time for the Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to get free installation labor on Minnesota-made Infinity from Marvin Windows. Tom Hauser next after Fry and CBS.